Welcome back to another week of Who's Gonna Win. Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Jim Field, and a great week five. It was wonderful. Gentlemen, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Hey, speak for yourself.
I didn't think it was so good.
No.
It was a great week. Doing a quick recap, myself, I had my first ever perfect picks of the week, going 8-0.
Cheater.
And then we had Chris in second place there, going 7-1 with his picks. Matt in third with 6-2, and then Jim with 4-4. So our new totals now are myself at 29-11 in third place, Matt in second with a record of 31-9, Chris in first place with 33-7 record, and Jim in last place with 25-15.
Well, fourth place technically.
Sure.
If we want to focus, you're correct on those technicalities. We'd also like to thank Fairway Foods and Rush CPA for sponsoring us, or else we wouldn't be able to get together every week and just help these listeners and sports enthusiasts to know about who's going to win. And with that, let's kind of take a look at our past week. We'll go game by game to see what happened. We had Cam at Exira EHK last week. We all picked Cam. There was we all agreed there. Then Stanton at Griswold. That's where the first limb of a five-limb week happened. And Jim, you were on the limb there with Griswold.
I was so excited when Griswold was within two at halftime. Why'd they have to play the second half?
Didn't go well in the second half.
Then we had Riverside at ACGC. We all picked the Chargers on that one to win. We were correct. Then was Trainer at AHSTW, our second limb of the week. I felt like Trainer was going to pull it off, and they helped me out there. I was the only one with Trainer. Following that, Red Oak at Missouri Valley. Once again, another limb. This time, Jim again with Missouri Valley.
Can't hold on to a lead.
Yeah, that was a late rally.
Impressive. And Kemper Catholic at Green County. We had a limb here. Matt, you picked Green County. The rest of us picked Kemper Catholic.
Yeah, kind of got thumped on that one.
That limb didn't just break, it shattered.
Yeah,
that was a derecho.
Then we had Harlan Community at Creston. And Jim, based off of your principles of being here for so long in this region of the country, you had to go with Harlan as your limb.
Well, if you get a chance to take Harlan as a limb pick, you got to do it. You just have to. They were close.
They almost got it. Was
gave close. It a shot.
It was close. Creston won that one. And lastly, Atlantic at Knoxville, where there was a little bit of controversy, as a few of us, myself included, going into it, were going to pick Knoxville. But just by the pressure and arguments brought to us, we all switched to Atlantic, and they got a great win against Knoxville on the road, 20-17. It was a great job. And with that, we're going to take a break here on Who's Going to Win, and we'll be right back.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California Seedless Red Grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York Strip Steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick Cut Iowa Pork Chops, only $1.88 a pound. And Bacon Wrapped Chicken Grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Let's dive into it here on Who's Gonna Win. So our first game, we have Sydney at Cam. Let's start with Chris on this one. Chris, what do you got, Mr. First Place?
All right. Cam Cougar has been playing some good football. Chase Speaker doing it both through the air and on the ground. Jack Fulman, kind of interesting to see. He's got 11 catches on the season. Four of those have been for touchdowns. So gets it done in that scenario. Maybe not doing the best health-wise, I guess, as far as I understand. But they do have players all across the field. Sydney's done an admirable job trying to get back into the eight-man game. They've had a kind of an up-and-down season so far, but they lack any ground game. Cam's going to be able to get this one done.
Okay, Jim?
Yeah, you know, Chase Speaker just week after week after week after week just keeps improving. He's a difference maker. Cam's defense has been pretty good, though, too. They're only allowing a little over 11 points per game. And one of the things I noticed that I thought would be kind of interesting, too, would be the contrast between the two teams, and that Sydney's very pass dominant. And Cam has 12 interceptions defensively. So I don't like throwing the ball around on those guys. I like Cam.
Okay. When I was looking at this one, I still have complete confidence in Cam. They look great so far. They've won handily against a team that beat Sydney on a neutral site. That was Exira EHK, 36-12. And then Exira won against Sydney, 62-32. So going off of that logical train there, I have the Cougars winning. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Cougars as well, homecoming week over there at Cam. So a lot of festivities going on. But, yeah, Sydney, they've done very respectable. They've enjoyed transitioning back to the eight-man game in there. And I think, you know, last week was a pretty good test with Exira EHK for the Cam Cougars. And they came out on top. So I think it was kind of a good game that they needed to kind of keep them on track. And we'll just look for them to continue to roll this week.
Okay, Jim, I think this is very poetic, you starting off this pick with Griswold at East Mills.
Why is that poetic?
Because are you going to give Griswold another chance? This is your team. You believed in them last week.
I gave them their shot.
You could set the tone here once again.
No second chances with me. No, these are two pretty young teams, quite frankly. East Mills has had just a bit more success offensively versus similar opponents than Griswold. East Mills at home, I think, is going to take care of business.
Okay. Looking at this one, you know, Griswold did come close to winning last week in the battle of the two smallest quarterbacks in the state. And initial eye tests tell you this could be competitive, with the Wolverines only having one win on the season. But these teams have both played similar opponents, and the loss differentials are staggering. And I like the dependability of Jackson Embry for East Mills. 31 receptions, 339 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's carried the ball a few times, got a touchdown score there. I like East Mills winning this one. Matt?
I'm going to go with East Mills as well. Just a lot of things you guys have said already. But that was a great effort last week by Griswold down there at home. And, you know, I think that's going to give him a lot of confidence. I think this is definitely going to be a close ball game in there. So it'll be competitive. But at the end of the day, I think East Mills has just enough experience to overcome.
Okay. And Chris?
Yeah, another homecoming game down there in Malvern, getting ready for this one. I like what Caleb Urban's done for them at quarterback. Bodie Wyman's done some nice things for Griswold on the other side. But this is a game that I'm sure Griswold sees as their opportunity to try to grab one, but I'm kind of with everybody else. I think there's a little bit more experience, a little bit more offensive output with East Mills, so I'm going to take the Wolverines as well.
Okay, we've picked two games so far. Everyone agrees, and no limb picks. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California Seedless Red Grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York Strip Steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa Pork Chops, only $1.88 a pound. And Bacon Wrapped Chicken Grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
We're back here again on Who's Gonna Win, diving into the rest of our games on our next segment, starting off Exira EHK at Fremont Mills. I'm leading this one off here. Looking at this one, it's a fun game to watch. You know, both teams are next to each other on BC Moore rankings, and I kept getting pulled in different directions for this. But I'm focusing on the strength of schedule rather than the record, and the Spartans have had a tougher road. They've come out bruised and battle-tested, and you'll see a similar styles of play with both teams, focusing on the ground game. But I think Exira EHK squeaks by with a win. I got the Spartans. Matt?
Well, I'm kind of with you as far as thought process a little bit there, Asa. Just the fact that this is a very close ball game. Two similar styles in there. Exire's EHK has played a pretty tough schedule. I'm really torn. This is probably one of the tougher games, yep. I think, on the sheet.
Do it.
By far. So,
Do it.
So I'm going to go with Fremont Mills.
He did it.
This week, yep. So I'm going to take the home team.
Uh-oh.
Even though somebody else had told me that I need to take Old Sparty, but I'm going Fremont Mills.
Okay. Chris.
Yeah, it's another third. We're 3-for-3 on homecoming games. They're going to have some homecoming down there in Tabor, yeah. unfortunately for Exira EHK, that's a pretty tough place to go play. They have a pretty good tradition there at FM. Braxton Blackburn's done some really nice things on the ground for them. Unfortunately, they lean a little bit too much on him sometimes. I like the way Exira EHK has improved here as the season's gone along. I think they make this fun, but... boy, this is one of those games where I'm going to kind of give the edge to the home team, so I'm going FM as well.
Jim, I really hope you're not picking Exira here. Like I said, historically, we do not do well when you and I pick together.
No, you don't do well. I do as expected. No, a lot of what's been said already. Solid running back there at Fremont Mills. You know, one of the names we don't talk about a lot with Exira EHK is Alex Hansen. He's had some impressive numbers both offensively and defensively so far this year. And I guess when I looked at it, one of the numbers that jumped out to me was Exira EHK has a 15-8 edge in takeaways, almost 2-1 in taking the ball away. And that's those are big deals determining games. I'm going to – sorry, Asa. I'm going with Exira EHK for the win on the road.
I hope this is the game that breaks our curse, Jim. I really do.
Your curse.
There you go.
I'm cheering for us. Next up, we got Glenn Ralston at Audubon in our last eight-man game of the week. Matt.
Okay. I'm going to go with Audubon on this one. The home team here and kind of going with the home team theme right now so far. So – but, yeah, I think Audubon, they've kind of, since that opening season loss, have kind of played really well as the season's progressed here. And I look for them to do some good things and pick up the win.
Okay. Chris.
All right. Well, you can guess what they've got going on at Audubon this week.
Homecoming?
Homecoming?
No.
It's
It's the season.
Everybody's playing homecomings. But they do have a similar game on the schedule with Colo Nesco and pretty similar results. It could be a really close game. Aaron Olson has done some nice things, especially with his legs. They'd like to get more going in the ground game with the passing game. Excuse me. Evan Alt's done a nice job as well as far as running the ball is concerned for the Wheelers, and that's what they're going to lean on. I think this will be a tough one for the Wheelers, but I think they get it done at home. I'm going to go with Audubon.
Audubon there, Jim.
Just looking at the, very similar. They both are pretty much run-heavy ball clubs. Kobe Wallace has been their quarterback for Glenn Ralston. He's been pretty good. He leads them in rushing and passing. That's great. It's also a problem. He needs more help. And Aaron Olson, it seems to me, has a little bit more help back there in gaining some of the yards they need. One of the other statistics that I looked at, too, that I noted that can be a game changer is Audubon has returned one kickoff and two punts for touchdowns this year. So their special teams are doing something there, too. So, again, little things like that that can turn a game. So Wheelers at home at Chiz Jones Field.
I like the thorough research, Jim. I like the thorough research.
No stone left unturned.
I'm a big fan of the run game from the Wheelers this season. Rushing yards behind Evan Alt, 90 carries, 736 yards, and 13 touchdowns. They're averaging 6 yards per carry. And another team where the strength of schedule has been difficult, and they've done fairly well, so I'm going with the Wheelers. And we're all unified behind that. That's 4 games we've been through so far, and only one, or no, and we're split up here at Exira EHK and Fremont Mills. That could be the game to turn things around and make a difference. Next up, Southwest Valley at Riverside. Chris, start us off.
Been a struggle for Southwest Valley this year. They have played some tough teams, but they just have not got anything going offensively. Evan Timmerman's led them in a couple categories, but just not putting up very many numbers. Riverside's had a really tough schedule. They've had some heartbreakers here. This is one that they want to get healthy with, and I think they're going to do it. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs here at home.
Going with the Dogs. Jim?
Yeah, ditto. Did you read the sheet that I wrote? You pretty much read everything I had written down. What I have written down here for Southwest Valley is their numbers don't really jump off the screen to me. I used to say page, now I say screen because, you know, I'm getting with the times. But they have won the last two against Riverside also. Riverside, here's my note, tough schedule, but I think they have more weapons. So pretty much exactly what Chris just said. So my pick is exactly what Chris just picked. I'm going with Riverside.
So I have some specific numbers if you want to look at these losses the Bulldogs have had. They've had losses by 6-1-12 in district play. And the three teams they lost to, South Central Calhoun, IKM Manning, and ACGC, have a combined record of 12-3. Grady Jepson's done a nice job, 71 of 107, 829 yards, 7 touchdowns. Jackson Gordon for Riverside still doing great things, 120 carries, 60 over 600 yards, 5 touchdowns. I think this is the game where Riverside bounces back. All right, give me Riverside. And Matt?
Okay. Homecoming over there, Chris, do you know?
That one I don't know.
Not sure, okay. Well, it's Riverside's at home here for this one. I've gone with the home team so far, so I'm going to continue that trend and go with Riverside. I thought they played a really well-played ball game last week against ACGC. You know, keeping it fairly close, and, you know, ACGC is just always going to be a tough ball club. So, close losses in there for them, so Riverside.
Okay. And our last game of this segment is Underwood at Trainer for some 1A football. Jim.
Yes.
Who's going to win?
Oh, okay. That's what we're doing? All right. Underwood has played a great schedule, let's face it. Their schedule's been awesome, and they've played it well so far. They have a solid offense. One of the things that I just keep looking at here, I just like to look at some of the other things, the turnovers and the special teams play and things. They just haven't hurt themselves much. They play solid football and give themselves opportunities. Honestly, in my mind, I don't believe Trainer probably should have beaten AHSTW or Clarinda. But they did. But I think the luck runs out this week. I like Underwood. They're just too tough.
Putting one down for Underwood. You know, I can't explain why, but probably from last week's win on my limb, I want to root for Trainer.
Go for it.
That 5-0 is a shiny number.
It's written down. Got to do it.
Yet, I might say, Underwood is a mighty school, and that loss against Van Meter was a competitive win, with Van Meter being the top team in 2A, according to BC Moore right now. Trainer has earned every win with some luck this season, but they won't be undefeated after Friday. I got the Eagles.
Gutless. Mm. Gutless. I thought okay. He was going with Trainer.
Yeah. Well.
Matt?
I'm going to go with Underwood as well. History's kind of dictated there how they've done. Lewitt's stepped in and done a tremendous job at quarterback. Taking over for Raveling, just a lot of weapons in there. Their defense plays very strong, flies to the ball, kind of like what Jim said. I think there's, you know, Trainer, but that's just the way it is. Good teams, they have some of those games where they squeak those tight ones out, and that's what Trainer's done here with a couple of their wins. But like Jim said, I think the luck kind of runs out, and Underwood takes control of this one.
Okay, Chris.
All right. Two quarterbacks that have done a really nice job this year. You already mentioned Lute. Ben Casey on the other side for Trainers done an excellent job. You know, we talk a lot about the quarterback and the receivers that Underwood has, but Maddox Nelson stepped up and done a pretty good job on the ground for him, too. He started to get that going a little bit. So I think Underwood is just too multifaceted. They've got too many weapons all across the field. This is where the undefeated record ends here for Trainer.
And that is the last bit of our third segment. When we come back, it'll be the last one here of Who's Gonna Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic, in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California Seedless Red Grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York Strip Steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa Pork Chops, only $1.88 a pound. and bacon-wrapped chicken grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
We're here in our last segment of Who's Going to Win, brought to you by Fairway Foods and Rush CPA. I start things off with us here at Shenandoah at Red Oak, two teams that are 2-3. So looking at Shenandoah, the Mustangs are coming off a shutout loss to Underwood. That's 49-0. Red Oak, on the other hand, had a 26-20 victory against Missouri Valley. And for me, this was one of those games that it wasn't easy to decide. Stats are fairly similar, and I couldn't find much from the schedule comparison, so I'm going to go with the better quarterback of the two, and that's Jade Spangler with the Mustangs, who has completed 54 of his 108 pass attempts, 817 yards, 8 touchdowns, and he leads the team in rushing with 287 yards and 4 touchdowns. So I kind of like that dual threat quarterback. I'll take that advantage in a close game between the two. Matt?
Okay. Yeah, Red Oak's going to do a lot of their damage on the ground. They're just going to want to run the ball. They're behind, I think, is Beyer. Their running back has amassed a lot of their yards for them. I just think Shando's, having a decent year here so far. I think Red Oak lost a few key players. They've got a young team in there. So I'm going to go with the Mustangs on the road for this one, too. So I'm going to go out there with you, Asa.
I like it. Chris?
Yeah, you mentioned Mr. Spangler. He's done a nice job for Shenandoah. Red Oak, as Matt mentioned, Mr. Beyer. And like, what doesn't he do when you look at the stats? It's like, geez, he's one of their best runner, one of their best receivers. He's got the most tackles on the team. He's just doing everything out there. So, but that's tough when you're trying to do a lot on your own. This is odd, compared to like recent history. Red Oak was kind of an up and coming good program, and Shenandoah was really on the downslide, but they've turned it around. Give them credit this year. I'm with you guys. I'm going Shenandoah here in this one.
And Jim, you feeling a limb pick here?
Well, BC Moore has it very close and has it just the Shenandoah the edge, and that's where my notes say that they just have a little bit more dynamic in their offense right now. But I'm way behind in the pickings. I was going to take Shenandoah, but everybody's taking Shen, so I'm going Tigers, baby. Roll. Let's go Tigers. Roar, baby. Roar.
And our last game of week 6 of Who's Going to Win, Matt, you got to help us decide between Creston at Atlantic.
Do I? Okay. Well, we'll see what Creston can do here, coming off a pretty emotional win last week for them. It was their homecoming, a big game with number one, number two, so to say, in the BC Moore with Harlan, and holding off them there down the stretch. So, we'll see what they kind of come off. But they come with a lot of weapons. You got Turner at quarterback. He's probably one of the best passers they've had down there in quite a while. He's very versatile, very accurate, very smart player back there, so he's going to be tough. And then he's got Hayes out there in the backfield, and they can also move him around and swing him out and whatever needs to be done. They do a great job of putting him in a position that he can be successful with. So, and then I think the other big thing is just the fact that they have 10 of their 11 starters on defense are seniors, and so they've been playing since they were freshmen and sophomores, so that's huge. They've been playing together, so they bring a lot of weapons in there. Atlantic's just gonna have to build off of last week's victory and keep things going. I'm gonna go with Creston on this one because I cannot afford to lose any more games to Chris. So I know which direction he's going. And so this week looks like I'm just going to keep pace with him.
Okay. Well, you know a little bit about pacing and running, so.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. We're halfway through the season here, so I don't have too many opportunities left.
Could have that late kick.
I wish people could see those names you were listing off earlier. Those were just from memory. There was no notes there on the desk. That was impressive. That was well done. All righty, Chris. Our leader.
Well, we know the coaching staff's doing their homework, so we're impressed by that. Brendan Hayes is just such a dynamic player. It's interesting, you look at this Creston roster, and especially their skill guys, it's about speed. It's not about like running you over, because there are a lot of small guys out there, especially out on the edge at the receiver position. So we'll see if, you know, Atlantic can do something with that. They're going to need to, like Matt said, build off of what they had last week with a nice win there. I think, you know, Gavin McLaren's still one of those key guys. If you can get him going, it'll be a much different dynamic than what they saw last week against Harlan. It's mainly, you know, kind of try to put it through the air type of team. But yeah, Creston, too many weapons, too much experience. They've won some big close games already, so I'm going to go with the Panthers.
There's two picks there for Creston. Jim?
Creston looks pretty darn good right now. Cale Turner's, you know, you're a little over halfway through the season and he hasn't thrown an interception yet. So it's pretty hard to stop drives if you can't jump in front of one every now and again when they throw it around as much as they do. They've won 13 out of the last 16 against Atlantic. And, you know, Atlantic controlled the ball a lot better last week. You know, the last time I saw Atlantic was up in Jefferson, and we burned that tape. Nobody's going to see that one again. You know, but they didn't turn the ball over. They hit on some big plays, but really controlled the football. And when they had to, like late in the ball game, when they were trying to, you know, work clock and get out of there with a win, when the game got close. So I mean, those are nice things to build off of. But this is a tough game to have right after that positive like that. You'd like to build on that a little bit more. But Creston looks strong. Panthers.
You know, I liked what we saw from Atlantic last week. They ran the ball 34 times, had close to 200 yards. And then Dante Hetherington did a great job himself, 111 rushing yards, touchdown on 20 carries. He's done a nice job. Gavin McLaren, 70 yards on 11 carries. And then Zayden Parker, two touchdowns, 148 yards. It seems like that rhythm and confidence is coming back for him and for this Atlantic squad, but they're really facing one of the best offenses here in Class 3A. Creston's averaging 36 points right now. And, Jim, as you discussed, I mean, Creston's no pushover, and if you can beat Harlan as well, you're going to get respect here in the state of Iowa. I have Creston winning this one. So not a lot of controversy this week. We're all picking fairly similar. And we appreciate you joining us here on Who's Going to Win. And we'd like to give another thank you to Fairway Foods and Rush CPA for sponsoring us. Any closing remarks before we go to break? It's a good week.
Good luck on your game tonight. Call a good one.
It's a good week of high school football here on KJAN and Who's Going to Win.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California Seedless Red Grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York Strip Steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa Pork Chops, only $1.88 a pound. And Bacon-Wrapped Chicken Grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770. To prepare your taxes this season and all year long.